Put my hand in my pants and I do 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 do. It's a Billy Joel song, but...
Static.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, my is Miles.
I always get lucky every once in a while. I catch you with some, you know, bizarro statement at the beginning there. So, thank you.
Did you get me again?
Yeah, I did.
Did you get me again?
Yeah, I do a dance with my hands in my
No, there's a song like that. Billy Joel. I do a dance with my hands in my pants. And I do, 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 do. I am the entertainer. And I do, 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 do.
I don't believe that for 1 minute. That's you're making that up. Yeah,
no,
okay.
Come on, there's a song like that.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
I'm the entertainer.
Doesn't sound anything like Billy Joel.
I don't know, I can't sound like Billy Joel. There's only one Billy Joel, man.
Only one Billy Joel. Oh, my God.
Leave the moment alone.
So I'm exhausted after the holiday. How about yourself?
I am very exhausted after the holiday. Super exhausted.
What'd you do? Like put a new roof on your house or something? Or?
No, I am not. No, I did not do that. I did not do that. No.
Okay. No. I know. You know. You're quite the worker. So.
I know. No, I did not put a new roof on my house. Thank you.
You're a busy bee. You know. I always expect you to do something or another.
I know.
So what were you going to say? What were you going to say? I threw you off. I'm sorry.
No, I just had a family thing to go to there at my sister's house, and just exhausted from it. Very tired.
Really?
Very, very tired, yes.
Tired from dodging, you know, creepy relatives or what?
No, I had a few days before Thanksgiving, I had injured myself. It was a community rake-a-thon, if you will, and I had injured my back raking. Rake, almost, you know, doubled over in pain.
Title, you know, it helps if you move the rake, not just stand there.
Yeah. And,
oh, so, I thought this was like static cling and the leaves will just stick to it. And I stick it in the bag. Okay.
No.
I saw it on a commercial on TV.
So this really hot some looking doctor.
Vigorous raking. Hot doctor, what?
This really hot female doctor loads me up with all this pain meds, man. Just like three different kinds of pain meds.
Was it Dr. Cheryl?
It could have been. Yeah, it was nice. The black heels and, you know, the high pumps and the, you know,
I remember Dr.
shirt a little bit. And
I just remember Dr. Cheryl ate a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah, yeah. No, but no, so I went, you know, to this, you know, family thing with all these pain meds, and I had to drive, so I really didn't, you know, take the pain meds, you know.
Right.
And then I got there, and I was really feeling achy. And, of course, everyone's trying to tell me how to, you know, feel better.
Right, you got to go over here and dunk yourself in the Fox River.
Yeah, you know, just stuff like that. You know, like, do this, don't do it. So finally, you know, it's like, listen, why don't you just load up on your pain meds? I'm like, okay.
Let me make you a poultice.
Maybe a what?
A poultice.
A poultice. What's a poultice?
It's like this hillbilly mishmash of crap that they stick on you to help you feel better.
Oh, no, no. This is like Vicodin and stuff.
That's right. It's the good stuff.
Yeah, this is like, yeah, I'm high-fiving Jesus at this point. I'm so freaking high. I'm like, all right. And for some reason, I get talked into, my sister's like, hey,
Miles, let's do some nude wrestling.
No, she didn't say let's do some nude wrestling. Oh, and probably make for a funnier story, but no, we did not do anything. She's like, hey, there's a cornfield over here that is full of arrowheads.
I got a Crisco here. Let's go.
She's like, I got the mud. And no.
Yeah.
But no, she's like,
I got the jugs.
There's like a bean field over here, and, you know, people say it's full of arrowheads. You know.
Oh, yeah. Great for back injury to bend over all day.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm like, all right, yeah, I can do that.
Like, you're like, you know, fucking A, I'll find the most arrowheads, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on drugs. What do I care? I'm like, okay, yeah, that's right.
Nice. Give me a beer.
And, you know, so it was a little bit of a walk to get there, and, you know, so we went. We brought, you know, her dog and my dog both went.
Oh, great. They're good at finding arrowheads.
A dog? No, apparently not. No, yeah, because no arrowheads were found. But I.
Oh, okay. It's full of them.
We started, and it was pretty cold out, too. Let me add that.
Yeah, it was kind of cold. You're right. It was kind of cold.
Probably, like, in the 40s, but then there was, like, some, you know, wind and stuff. And
right. It was windy and cold. What day was this? I mean, was this Friday, or was this Thursday or Friday?
Probably, like, on Friday, maybe.
Yeah, Friday. Friday was cold and windy up north. You're right. Yeah.
And so that's the setup to it. Now, to get to the meat of the story, if you will. So we started, like, we were probably at pretty, you know, close, you know, proximity, you know.
To the arrowheads, no?
Where we were looking, you know.
Oh, okay.
And, like, every few minutes I would look, and, like, we seemed to be getting, like, further and further from each other, you know.
Right, yeah.
Like, she was going in one direction, I was going the other, you know. And after a while, you know, she'd disappear, but then she'd come out of some woods or something. I don't know what she was doing. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's that about?
You know, she was taking a pee. Right. She had to go pee.
I don't know. That's what I figured. I mean, maybe she's got diarrhea or something. I don't know. You know.
Oh, knows? Great. Yeah.
I don't know.
Call of the wild. Yeah.
And after a while, I look up and she's gone.
She just vanished.
You know, I'm like half a mile from home or whatever it is.
Right,
know,
before my drug-addled eyes.
Yeah, you know, even the dogs have been fooled because the dogs didn't know she was gone. I'm like, hey, dog. Yeah. Hey, Scoob, come here.
Ro-ro.
Ro-ro.
Myers.
I realized that she's ditched me.
Oh, she got tired and went back, huh?
Yeah. No, she had to go pee was her excuse. She goes, yeah.
I thought she peed in the
woods. Realized... She's ditched me, all right? I'm like, oh, fuck. So these pills are starting to wear off, so now I'm going to have to, like, walk home. Like,
oh, nice.
You know, because there's, like, two fields you got to go through. You got to go through, like, a bean field and, like, a corn field. So, like, you know, it's been plowed under and stuff. And
a little bit rough walking, huh?
Yeah, so I'm like, all right. So,
this ain't the shag carpeting I'm used to.
Yeah, right. So I'm like, okay, I can do this. And I was still somewhat medicated, but I'm like, you know, in some pain too, though. I'm like, all right. And so I'm getting through it, and I'm probably about three quarters of the way there. And
you fall down.
I realized that.
Oh, I set down my medicine in the middle of the field.
Yeah, I realized I'm just kind of running out of, you know, steam here. Out of nowhere, like an angel, my nephew shows up in like a gator, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Uncle Miles, you need a ride? I'm like, yes, yes, bless you, my son.
Is your nephew Mr. Haney from Green Acres?
Yeah, it was Fauna the Tauntaun. Thank you, Miles Jr. Thank you.
Hey there,
Ben.
That's right.
Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Douglas. Hey, fat boy, you need a ride?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like off planet. Yeah, I'm seeing shit. Ben, you know, Dagobah system.
Nice.
Oh, man, I got back, and my mom was pitching a fit against my sister. Oh, man.
Why? Don't you know he's soft and doughy?
You left your brother out there, your special needs brother. You left him out there all alone by himself. He ain't equipped to do that.
He doesn't know any directions.
Yeah, I got my sister like, fuck him. Yeah, right.
Your sister's hobby fire steam.
Yeah, she totally ditched me. I go, what happened to, you know, is it the Marines? No, no man left behind. Isn't the Marines or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Apparently that's not applicable here.
No.
He knows the way home. Fuck him. I don't care.
Yeah, well, she had her galoshes on. What the hell does she care?
I know. I'm like, totally. I'm like, what if I would have passed out or, you know, I don't know, ended up in the next county or something walking the wrong direction?
Not my problem. Not my problem.
Not my problem. Not my problem.
You're a grown-ass man. You take care of yourself.
You're a grown-ass man. You know what you're getting into, Miles. When you got out there, you should have known that.
That's right.
Yeah, no man left behind.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So did you get some more meds?
No, I'm just finishing off what I have, man.
No, I mean, when you got back on the gator, did you pop a few more
pills? Yeah. Well, yeah, then I had to, like, grab the dogs, you know, because I didn't want to, well, the one dog I didn't care about, my dog, you know, wouldn't get on. I'm like, get
right.
It gets on the gator. It gets on the gator now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, man.
So yeah. Mr. Haney came and got you out in the field.
Mr. Dougley. I finally, like, my mom, like, totally got on him. Like, you get out there now.
You take
that.
That
bonbon and fight Luke.
That's right. You go out there.
So, yeah, no man left behind, man. There you go.
That's nice. Your sister loves you.
To an extent, yes, yeah. To an extent.
Until she gets tired and has to take a whiz, and then she doesn't like
it. I thought
so
maybe
much.
She did that in the woods. I don't know what she was doing. She's going back and forth in these woods. And
you probably peed and pooped in the woods while you were out there.
Surprisingly, no. I had gone before I went out there. That medicine kind of constipates you.
Anyway. Oh, okay. Well, you lucked out.
I was having like some really firm stool
all
weekend. Like, I kept eating, but I kept having like this really firm stool.
Oh, my
weekend.
God. Well, that's unusual for you. So
I know. I'm more used to like a soft serve ice cream.
That's right. Yeah, you're more. Know, they call you. Free. They don't call you DQ for nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's, yeah. Yeah.
With the swirl and the whole bit.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. I would be with your sister. I'd say, hey, I'm ready to head back. She probably yelled at you, and you couldn't hear her in your drug haze.
I'm 1 second she's there, and the next second
and she's like,
on.
Hey, fuck him. I'm not going to walk all the way over there. I'm already, you know, I'm heading back, so.
I was about as far as you can be from the house, you know.
As far as a man of my girth could be from any structure.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, man, this is going to suck. This sucks.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry she abandoned you. Yeah. I just wonder you didn't break a hip out there, old man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
I'm surprised you just didn't lay down in the dirt and just call it quits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take the big dirt nap.
Yep, big dirt nap.
I made it back, fuckers. So here I am, man.
Yeah, well, that's what your mom was yelling, not because she was mad at her, but because you made it back. She's like, I thought you were going to walk him out further.
Miles!
You lazy daughter of mine. I thought he was going to never come back.
You lazy bastard. You made it back.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so I made it back, you know, to help the gator. Made it back.
Yeah. Well, your nephew was getting scalded later, so.
Yeah.
That's nice. Very nice. It's a touching family story. It could be a Hallmark family channel. And we walked, and the next thing I know, she was gone.
It was as if Scotty had beamed her up.
That's right. I was out there all alone on the tundra, the Illinois tundra.
Ben!
Nice.
Dagobah.
Well, I myself was actually probably just a smidge further north than you were this Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Where are you at now?
I was in Cleveland, Ohio.
Wait. You were in Cleveland, Ohio for Thanksgiving?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Explain this.
Well, we did go see my folks for a while on Thanksgiving, but then we were on a trip to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And so we left around lunchtime on Thanksgiving Day and drove up to Cleveland, Ohio for the evening.
for just shits and giggles, or what?
Basically, you won't believe what I did there.
Okay.
You want to take? What would one person? What would a person do in Cleveland, Ohio?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, I did go to that, but that was not the primary reason for being there.
You had free tickets to the Browns game?
No, no free tickets were involved. No.
I don't know. What else is there in Cleveland?
Huh? That's what everybody says. But.
Oh, here we go.
Being the person in the know that I am, I went to a Christmas Story house. You know the movie A Christmas Story, Ralphie and the BB gun?
Yeah.
The house where they shot the outsides for the movie is in Cleveland, Ohio, and it is a tourist attraction.
Okay.
So I went there. Me and the family, we went to see the Christmas Story house.
Oh, my God. What a huge waste. Oh, my God.
What are you talking about? It was fantastic.
What a huge waste. Oh my! Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I'll have pictures to prove it here.
You drove all the way there just to see this.
Yes, that was the primary reason. Yeah, we did go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We kind of kicked around a little bit. But, yes, primary reason was to see A Christmas Story house.
You talked your wife into this.
No, actually, my son wanted to go, and then she wanted to go, and I said, yeah, let's go. So, what the heck?
Really?
Yeah.
All the way to Ohio for this?
Yeah, it was actually, it is very interesting. If you've watched the movie, right? You've seen the movie, right?
Oh, many times, yeah.
Yeah, you like the movie, right?
Yeah.
Well, you go there. It's in a pretty, like, run-down neighborhood at this point, but... But some guy has turned it into a, he's like made it like look just like the movie on the outside and mostly on the inside, even though they didn't shoot the insides there. But we went through and did the tour, and they have a museum that's in another house across the street with all kinds of movies, memorabilia and stuff. And then another house is the gift shop. Can you believe it?
Do they have the leg in the window?
They do. I have pictures of the leg lamp.
Like, yeah.
The bowling ball, the blue ball, the Red Ryder BB gun, the whole schmear.
The whole thing's there. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, even the backyard and the Orange Crush sign and all that good stuff. And my son got to meet a celebrity while we were there. Unbeknownst to us, we didn't know he was going to be there, but we got to meet a celebrity there. A minor celebrity from the
movie. It
wasn't
the guy who voices Elmo, is it?
No. It was not Kevin Clash, no.
Okay.
No, it was a very minor celebrity. But the guy who delivers the major award, he's got like one line. He goes, Darren McGavin says, what's in it? He goes, I don't know. And then he asks him again, and he kind of shrugs his shoulders. Yeah. That guy was there. So he got to meet him. Total surprise. Didn't know he was going to be
there.
Oh,
my gosh. Wow, that is a minor celebrity.
His name is Jim something. I don't know. He's a very nice elderly gentleman, and we got a picture and so forth. So.
Really?
Yeah, very fun. It was fun, I'll tell you. Was it worth the drive? Hell no, it wasn't worth the drive. But everybody wanted to go, and so I relented, I guess, and I said, sure, I'll go. So. We drove up there and spent the night and went to see it. And we went to the, I'll tell you one thing. The Christmas Story house was a better deal than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame practically raped me. I was ass raped by rock and roll at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So.
There you go.
But I did go there as well. And I will tell you, it was not as entertaining as the Christmas Story house. It was way more entertaining to see that stuff than it was the pittance of a museum they have there at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'll tell you that. So.
Yeah. This is the most unbelievable story.
Why? What's so unbelievable about it?
Well, you're such a tight ass that, hey, that's... I don't know. I don't know. It seems so unbelievable. It's like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to leave Nana's house. We're going to drive 12 hours.
It was like 9 hours, yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like such a minor...
It was fun, I tell you. You know, it was better than I expected, so...
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting a whole lot, and so when we got there and everything... And the wacky thing is, we got there, we went the night before, spent the night, got up in the morning and went to the Christmas Story house. It opened at 10 o'clock, so we slept in a little bit and went in. And we got there early, and there was like 40 people already waiting to get tickets.
Are you serious?
I kid you, I got pictures. You can look at the pictures on the website. There'll be a link underneath the audio or somewhere around the audio. And
this seems so unbelievable. This story seems so incredibly unbelievable.
So we had to wait to get tickets. And
there's 40 people in line to see the house from A Christmas Story.
Yes, yes. That was when we got there. By the time we left, those 40 had gone through, and there was 100 more waiting to get in.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Shit.
But here's the best part. Guess where we parked? Because this is a residential neighborhood where all this is at. I mean, that's a real house, and it has real houses beside it and everything. But you will not believe where we parked at, and you won't believe what you won't believe what I tell you. Well, I guess.
What?
We parked in the Bumpus's yard. I paid $5 to the Bumpuses to park in their front yard.
$5.
And we were like one of the first people to park in the Bumpus' yard that morning. I mean, you could have like spidered out and went and parked somewhere else in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But we were driving up and we were there, and I'm like, this guy was flagging me in, and I'm like, that's the Bumpus' yard. I'm going to park there. What the hell? $5. All right. It's worth the story to say that I parked in the Bumpus' yard for $5.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah, so we parked in the Bumpus' yard right next door there, you know.
Do they have all the coon dogs over there?
No, but they did. I don't, you know, they did actually show the Bumpuses in the Summer Story, but in A Christmas Story, you really never see the Bumpuses. But the people looked like they looked like your sister and stuff. This old lady was like, she was like ancient, smoking a cigarette on the porch, and she's yelling at like her son or something. And they got these dudes wearing these orange vests with like, you know, the most bum-looking clothes underneath them, flagging people in, and then it was hilarious.
There, wow.
Yeah, so wow, I ended up pumping the Bumpus' yard. Yeah, isn't that wild?
That is wild. That is really wild. That's a wild,
they were raking it in because, I mean, we left, and somebody else parked there. So they probably made, on the little spot where I parked, they probably made... you know, $50 that day on that one spot, and they had the whole yard filled up. So,
actually, in the yard.
Yes, in the yard. I pulled in the front. I pulled in the driveway. He hooked me around, and I parked in the yard. It's crazy.
This whole thing seems so unbelievable.
It's crazy.
The whole thing just seems like a setup. I don't know.
It was fantastic. They had the gift shop. You could buy, you could literally buy a bunny suit that fit you.
No.
Yes, at the gift shop, they had these giant pink bunny suits.
Yeah. Did you buy one for
yourself?
No,
I did not buy one. That was too much money. But I had to draw the line somewhere, for Christ's sake.
I've already spent $5 for granted.
$5 to park. We got to cut this off. No, we got some souvenirs, but like they had Lifebuoy soap, and they had the leg lamp, and they had all kinds of shit, you know.
Yeah. So
I got the kids' T-shirts and what have you, and we were on our way. But no, it was great. They had the whole bit there. It was fantastic. If you like the movie, and you happen to, I wouldn't say drive 9 hours to get there, but if you're ever in the Cleveland area, it's certainly worth checking out. I will tell you that.
I thought that was supposed to be in Indiana or something.
Well, the story takes place in Indiana, but they shot all the outdoor scenes for the house and Higby's in Cleveland. And so we went downtown to find Higbee's, but Higbee's is no longer. It's actually something else, like the Convention and Visitor Bureau took over the building, and they were closed on Friday, so we didn't get to go in there. We went down there, though, to check it out. And then we went over to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and went and saw Lake Erie and all that kind of stuff. So
there you go.
But the Rock and Roll... But Christmas Story House, if you're in the area, definitely worth it. It actually isn't too expensive, I mean, for a tourist kind of thing. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, on the other hand, is fucking expensive. And I don't know. It's a spectacular building. I got pictures of that as well. Spectacular building, right?
Yeah.
Right. And if I may, I'll go through this real quick. Because the Christmas Story House is my favorite part, but... The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is just a monumental building. And then you get in, right?
Yeah.
And most of it is open, like a big open atrium.
Yeah.
And so the front is all open and the back is where all the exhibits are. And they had some decent exhibits of, like, you know, the start of rock and roll, Alan Freed and all that good kind of stuff.
Right.
And they had, you know, that I gave you a microphone at one point in time.
Yeah,
that old microphone that I had acquired. They had microphones like that, which are actually worth quite a bit of money if you actually went to get that looked at. That's probably worth $100 or more. But it could be worth more. It could be worth like $200, depending. So on the model, I don't remember what. Yeah, oh yeah, easily. I don't remember what model it was, but yeah, they had microphones like that, the big grill microphones. That's what I gave you, right? Big grill microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what Letterman has. Not what Letterman has. It actually looks like the ones that they used back in the 50s.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's like probably a 1960s microphone. But anyhow, they had all that kind of stuff, and they had guitars signed by everybody and all that kind of stuff. But the best thing to me was probably they had a Bob Heil exhibit, which is pretty cool. Bob Heil is from St. Louis, and he's a sound engineer. If you look it up, you'll find out who Bob Heil is. But anyway, the wild thing is you go up all these escalators, right?
Yeah.
And they crisscross the opening, right? So you're looking down, you know, first story, second story, third story, fourth story, fifth story. So you're five stories up on this escalator.
Right? Okay.
And I'm like going across this thing, and it's vertigo-inducing escalator.
It goes up that high?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. You go, if you want to go see all the inductees' names and everything, you go all the way up to the fifth floor, I think it is.
Yeah.
But it all hangs over the atrium. Oh, the other cool thing they had there was they had the inflatable teacher from the Pink Floyd The Wall tour.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. But anyway, I'm sure there's other cool things that I missed because I was chasing, you know, the kids weren't that interested, and so we kind of went through it quickly, but... These crazy escalators, it's like, I don't know how these people who, like, you know, are total wastoids can manage this, because it was like, I was like Jimmy Stewart, you know, in the old, in Vertigo, yeah. Going up that crazy, creaky staircase. It was really quite wild.
Mr. Gower!
So, yeah, by the time you get to the top, you're like, holy shit, you know, you're looking way down there, And you're on an escalator that's just floating. You know what I mean? It's just, well, I probably felt like you did in the cornfield with all your meds.
I think so.
Yeah, but it was pretty wild.
You felt your money floating way out of your pocket.
Yeah, no, yeah, we did. That was an expensive ticket.
Wow.
To get in there. It was more than twice as much as the Christmas Story House for everybody. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a little bit steep, but we were there, and you know, when you're there, you kind of, it's like, we're never going to come here again, so.
Yeah, especially on Thanksgiving, yeah.
Well, it was the day after Thanksgiving, so.
I can't take it with my mom, I'm going to go on vacation.
No, it was all pseudo-arranged, I'd say. We talked about it and talked about it, and then we finally decided, yeah, we're going to go, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was weird. I got a lot of other weird stories that I'll probably tell over the next week or so. But, yeah, it was one of them was in the Christmas Story House. There's a lot of parents who took their children who weren't really old enough to be aware of it. Like, my son watched that movie since he was born.
Right.
And so he is pretty into it. And so is my daughter. We've watched it year after year. And so they were real into it. There's like these 3 and 4 year old kids who could give two shits about where they were at. You know what I mean?
Right.
And this little girl takes the fake fruit out of the bowl and starts trying to eat it, you know, and her mom's like, oh, don't touch that. Cause this house is like interactive and you can sit down on the couch and all this kind of stuff. And then we're upstairs looking at upstairs, you know, and they had the bathroom where he did the decoding.
They have the decoder
pen, and they got a little notebook out there like he's decoding, just like in the movie and everything. And you hear this kaboom. And it's like, oh, that's the blue ball. I had a bowling ball underneath the thing. Oh. Some kid picked up the bowling ball through it.
Oh, jeez.
So the little handler people down there were freaking out. Don't touch the bowling ball! It was a little bit of chaos in there.
Nice.
But I got a lot of pictures, and you'll be able to see them on the website. I'll have a link to it.
I will look forward to seeing your pictures, yes.
But I will tell everybody, if you like the movie and you're near Cleveland, it's actually worth it. It is well worth the visit.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, just like any touristy thing, it's not worth the money, but it's well worth the visit, so.
Right.
Yeah, I can't believe you think I would never do something like this.
Very, very nice.
All right.
Very nice.